Unfocused.
That's right, we're back.
We're back. I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist. This is episode 267.
Yeah, and this is what is that Pokemon's name? I didn't look it up.
Wait, let me
guess. Last one was Cascoon.
Oh, fucking butter something. Butterfree? Beautyfly.
Beautyfly. Dude, good job. I would not have remembered that. Actually, Beautyfly. That is their name.
Where are they? Are they the butterfly Pokemon?
The butterfly Pokemon.
Is it?
Yeah.
It is?
I really should have just guessed everything, and I probably would have got it. Beautyfly, the butterfly Pokemon.
Oh, my God.
All right.
That's sad.
Yeah, so...
Then what's Butterfree?
Look it up.
All right, I'll look it up.
What is he, number 12 or something?
Yeah, he actually is, something like that. Well, dude, if you're right, let's see.
Imagine.
Dude, you're fucking
oh,
right.
Oh, really? Butterfree's number 12?
He's number 12.
Wow, I'm better than I thought.
Shit, also the butterfly Pokemon.
Wow,
damn.
We got beef right now, bro. Can't have two. There's only room in this world for one butterfly Pokemon, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know, maybe there isn't. Maybe it's okay.
Is there a third one? Anyway, welcome to Unfocused, guys. This is the podcast about video games, comics, anime, all that stuff.
And sometimes Pokemon stuff.
Sometimes Pokemon, clearly right now. Yeah, don't forget, you can find us on twitch.tv/collision28. Collision28, yeah.
YouTube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Like, comment, subscribe.
And yeah, exactly. Unfocus Weeks.
Yeah, you want to start off?
You want to start it off with telling us like what you've been up to, what you've been doing last week?
Yeah, for me, I've been reading this new comic since I caught up to my Avengers shit.
Hardcover?
Yeah, hardcover. A friend, let me borrow this.
Shit.
This is X-Men Endangered Species. This is a book about what the X-Men were doing after Scarlet Witch reduced the mutants to 200 number 200. So it's pretty cool.
After like, House of M?
Yeah, this happened immediately after House of M. So basically, this is all about, you know, it starts out with the mutants all going to a funeral, and it's this little kid mutant that died in a car accident. And they're like, fuck, now we're 199.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, fuck. Wow. Like, we're fucked right now. Like,
they're fucking counting.
Yeah, they're like, the fact that they can count, you know, is like bad.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so Beast is like, fuck, like, the mutant race is going to go extinct. Like, I got to stop that from happening. I got to figure out a way to fix it. And it's all following him, and he goes to different scientists to try and help him out. Dr. Doom, you know, Iron Man, the high evolutionary. Yeah, he just, you know, he tries to figure out how to save the human race, the mutant race.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's cool shit. I was like, I never knew Beast was, okay, that's not really fair to say. He's very interesting because he's super smart and blue and a fucking monkey. And he's just, but, you know.
Is he a monkey?
No, he's not a monkey.
He's like
ape,
a beast,
he
right?
He has like ape qualities to his body.
Ape-like features.
Yeah, ape-like features. That's his mutation.
Okay.
And then he fucked with that more by making himself blue because he tried to cure his mutantism.
Oh, that's how he's blue?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
He tried to cure his mutantism and he fucking made himself blue.
Damn, that sucks.
Like, that went, he zigged where he should have zagged there, you know?
Exactly. Damn, imagine trying to fix yourself, you make yourself look worse. Damn.
I think it's happened before to people, so I think that's a thing.
Is that why the goddess is blue?
Damn.
Huh.
I mean, he should be stone, but he's blue. Yeah. Why is he so sad? But yeah, it was really interesting. It was cool shit.
Is that why Beast is blue? Because he got sad after he fucked himself up?
Imagine he was just furry. He wasn't actually blue until he got sad. But yeah, so it was a really interesting read. I like that shit a lot. I finally picked up Umbrella Academy. Watched the first episode. I fucking like it a lot. It's a very...
Oh, Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's very nuanced, very artistic. I like the shots of it, the way the whole thing's done. Like, feels like a movie rather than a show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been liking that a lot.
Yeah, second season just dropped, huh?
Yeah, it did. That's why I want to watch it, because I'm like, you know what? People won't shut the fuck up about season two. People didn't shut the fuck up about season one. So yeah. I need to catch up, and that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Do it.
What else did I do? I feel like I saw a movie that was pretty good, too. Oh, I saw this horror movie called Rentals, which is about Airbnbs, and I was like, wow, I didn't know that you can make a fucking horror movie about that shit.
But oh, wow.
It's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I guess you probably could.
Yeah, right. As you think about it, you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Right?
I've heard some stories before, too, so. Yeah.
Dude, and I feel like this movie was like someone who read a bunch of Reddit stories about fucked up Airbnb situations and they just fucking made a movie out of it.
Could do that. You probably could easily go to Reddit, look up something weird, and make a movie out of some of the posts.
For real, because there's some weird shit on there. Anyway, it was called The Rentals. That was pretty good. I enjoyed that. Otherwise, I started watching Eureka 7 with my girlfriend because she's never seen it. And it's my first time rewatching it. It's one of my favorite animes of all time. It's like a positive version of Evangelion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like him riding the giant robot actually makes him feel better and helps him grow, rather than Evangelion, where he's kind of like trying to figure out how he can be okay with being forced to do this.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was really a pretty good week for unfocused stuff. Otherwise, a lot of Splatoon. Been getting pretty solid at that.
Girlfriend or wife? Actually, in between.
Yeah, right in the middle. Sorry, fiance. Right in the middle. I'm half right. But yeah, it's been pretty fucking cool playing a lot of Splatoon. Getting my items on point. Oh, I was teaching Will how to get his items on point today because he was like, what do you? He asked me He asked me something about my build or my items or whatever, and I sent him a picture, and he's like, what the fuck? Because I had all the plus-ups, the attack-ups. He's like, how do you do that? He's like, I always get it mixed. And I'm like, bro, you can't just fucking do it. Like, I explained it.
Sometimes you can.
I mean, some people get lucky. It's rare. Some people get lucky. It's true.
I swear I have a clip here on Twitch somewhere of me actually doing that. I think I re-rolled, and I got like 3 straight, yeah.
On a re-roll?
I'm pretty sure I was on a re-roll, yeah.
Wow, you're a lucky motherfucker if you did.
How can I navigate our Twitch clips here?
I sent him the brand link that you sent me, and that was real helpful for him. You know, I was telling him how I did it. And you know, one thing that was really helpful about, if you want certain items for your Splatoon, you know what was really helpful for me that nobody talked about online? Go to the plaza. Mm-hmm. Walk around the plaza and copy items from people.
True.
That shit is so fucking helpful.
Because
you might find items that you like with different abilities on it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
A different main ability. Because the other 3 abilities, you won't get those.
They don't come.
Yeah, they don't come with it. But you might find an item with a different ability. Oh, you know, there's an app too.
What?
Yeah. The Nintendo Online app. And then on here, there's apps within the app for Nintendo, because Nintendo's fucking weird like that. And there's a Splatoon app here. And what you can do here, too, is not only see what you're wearing last, actually. Also, you can see your rank here, too, actually, too.
Yo, I should get that. That's cool as fuck.
And somewhere down here, we got Homegirl here with the fro. Can I go? Can I see this? There you go. She sells items here, too.
For anyone who doesn't know, we're talking about Splatoon 2 and the different ways to build your items and your armor.
Yeah. And like I was saying, there's a Nintendo Online app that you guys can get. And there's only 3 games on there right now, which is Smash, Splatoon 2, and Animal Crossing right now. But for the Splatoon one, I think it's a lot more useful. You can actually get these items right here.
Well, you can just get them, like, put them in the game from the app?
Yeah, actually, like, there's a charge, of course.
Yeah, they'll charge you your coins, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
But some of these only last for, like, this one's only, like, for 15 more minutes. Actually, maybe I should get this, because these look cool.
There you guys.
15 more minutes, might as well.
There you go. Get it right now, man. Get it right now.
All
right,
ordered. So now I got to go talk to Spiky Hair Dude over there.
Now you just sold it. You sold me right now, AJ. Watching you do that, like, explain the whole thing to me. I get it. All right, I'm going to get that app after the podcast.
Yeah, and then just go talk to Spike, and then you'll get that item.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. So it's cool to check up on that. Like, when I'm looking for something, I'll start checking it every day. But, I've definitely fallen off this app for, like, months at a time, for sure. Mm-hmm. But that's another way to get some interesting gear. Not only looking at the people in the plaza from people you play, but actually just, you know, using that app too. Yeah. Which they may have gotten it the same way. Maybe you missed it, so.
Yeah, that could be. That could be. I guess that's basically been my unfocused week. AJ, anything new going on with you?
To start, we did our usual Soul Calibur, right? And so I made sure I, you know, made good use of that week, this weekend, to grab the hammer.
AJ's,
easy peasy, you know?
Damn, easy peasy, huh?
Lemon squeezy.
AJ's rocking the hammer. I wasn't there, by the way. Just want to point that out.
That would have made it any difference.
Damn, you gonna flex on me? You gonna flex on me in front of company, bro?
Did Soul there, and then we also played for Steven's gem, his Infinity Stone, and he defended it using Sam Show again, and so yeah, no one won the.
Oh wow, he defended it, huh?
Yeah, so he kept the stone. So we are all at the same spots as we were last week, I suppose. And then also I played. What else did I play? A lot of Animal Crossing. Splatoon as well. So last night we were playing Splatoon. I was actually playing Splatoon last week on stream too, I believe, for a little bit. I think I leveled up and shit, and I ranked up some items last week too, actually, like a whole mess of items. I just ranked them all up. And as soon as I got all of them all filled out, I bounced afterwards.
Nice.
And I was trying to work on whatever I was working on last time, which I don't remember what I was trying to do with it. So I'll look into it again later on. I know I need chunks though.
Chunks, man. I was trying to tell Will, like, it's all about the chunks, man. Like, it's like, that shit's the key.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta re-roll and gather chunks and all that, yeah.
Because, you know, AJ, at the end of the day, I never really ended up getting lucky with the chunks. I ended up just having so much runoff that I fucking selected my powers. Yeah, just like you said.
Yeah, sometimes you guys do it like that. That's I've done it like that sometimes. I really want to find that clip of when I just
got the lucky reroll.
Yeah, because that was just a highlight, and I actually just highlighted it myself because I was like, dude, this is. Let me see. All right, reroll.
Does it do anything special? Like when? Well, I guess I'll see right now. This is a little clip.
So previously on Collision 28. So what am I rerolling? Damn, I just take forever on this, huh?
Your headphones, right? That's what those are, right? Headphones?
Maybe I'm rerolling the contacts. Oh, I think I am doing contacts.
Oh, they're contacts. That's what they are.
Yeah. Me too. Man, I just keep doing it. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. No, nothing there. Do it again. How many snails? I had 25 snails this time.
Oh, no wonder you were so flexible.
Yeah. Reroll, 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 reroll. Nope, not that I want. I don't want that either. I swear I get three. I would have clipped it if I didn't. So fucking close. You know what? I think I just wanted two. Maybe that's what I wanted.
Did you stop that?
And I think I just did the chunks. Okay, so I didn't get three.
Oh, okay.
No proof. It was just two and adding chunks.
I was like,
which I had the chunks for. I knew that.
Yeah, it's always good when you get that moment where you're like,
yeah.
Because I think that's all almost.
Okay, there it is.
I think
chunks.
That this moment almost always happens.
Bam.
When you don't realize you have enough chunks already.
Because
I was trying to build chunks and I was already six over by the time I was like, oh shit, I can just insert it.
Those are some broken ass contacts. Yeah, I still wear those actually. What am I talking about? I was wearing those last night in Splatoon. Anyways, yeah, so it's possible.
Yeah, keep an eye out for playing around with the rerolls. If you're a gambling person.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a new Splatfest soon, so you'll have more snails.
Yeah, next month, I think, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. More shit that I did, right? So Splatoon did that. I had fun with that shit. Dude, there's that new map. Did you play it yesterday at all or recently?
I've been playing it last night, yeah.
I was playing with Wags last night, and we were doing freaking Rainmaker, and there's this fucking beach, poolside-like type of map. That shit's huge. It's a huge-ass map.
I don't think I played that one.
Oh,
no.
Fucking, I jumped over a cliff a couple times and fell in the water. I was like, shit. Okay, there's a lot of water around here, too. And a lot of just, you know, the gated type of walkways where, like, you can't fucking turn into a squid because you'll just fall through it type of flooring. Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of that around there, too, with water all around it. But, yeah, so good times with that. I've been watching Batman. I've been trying to watch the trilogy again, Dark Knight.
Oh, I thought you were, for some reason, I thought you were talking about the animated series.
No. Okay. That's too much.
The Dark Knight.
Yeah, because I kind of remember the Batman Begins. I definitely seen Dark Knight a bunch.
Batman Begins is really good.
Yeah, so I watched that again, and I pay a little more attention to it. I was like, ah, okay. Oh, snap, we got, Corporal Fly following now?
What up, Corporal Fly?
Did I say that right?
Corporal Fly, yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome to Unfocused. Good to have
yeah,
you.
Yeah, welcome to Collision 28.
We're in the middle of Unfocused Week. Go ahead, Adrian.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's fucking. It was a fucking amazing. I paid more attention to the fucking mob, like gangster bosses and all that. Like that was going on with that
Falcone and all that stuff.
Yeah, so that like I never really followed that side of Batman before with all the mafia shit going on. So I was following that more. I was like, oh, okay, I get how things make sense, and I see why Joker's fucking with them and all that. So like a lot of that shit makes sense now.
Yeah.
And then I haven't done the third one yet. I haven't done Dark Knight Rises yet, so I'll get to that pretty soon.
I feel like they're all like surprisingly good. Like it's a really good trilogy. Like, yeah. I know the third one caught a lot of heat because it wasn't as good as the second one, but I still think it's really good. Like I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, they're all fucking long too, man.
Yeah, they're all like that's why people keep comparing them to the Godfather trilogy.
I think both the movies right now, I only watched like half of them, and then the next day I'll watch the other just because they're
so
long.
Yeah, dude. I'll never forget when I think it was us. We saw Dark Knight Rises when it first came out. And we all got drunk together and watched it. No, just me, you, and Hose. Yeah, we went to the Arclight, and we got drunk together and watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember looking at my clock like, Jesus, we're 2 hours in, and it feels like we just got to the main point of the movie right now.
Yeah.
And I was already drunk and starting to have to pee and stuff, and I was like, fuck, man, I want to see this movie, but I got to go to the bathroom, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Damn. I was like tripping out over the same thing, too, because and Dark Knight, yeah, like all this build up, and I was like, man, how fucking far are we until like shit goes down? And that we're coming to the end is like an hour in already. It's like, I know there's a lot more out to this. And I'm like, shit, there's so much more out to this. That's crazy. Like, anyways,
it's
but yeah, still a good time. And then also, I went to go get some comics today. I kind of splurged a little bit today.
Oh, you went in?
I went in. So I picked up some of my usual shit, of course. But
by the way, our reader, our new follower, Corporal Fly, says best comic book movie ever.
Batman.
Comic book, yeah.
Yeah, Dark Knight.
Which I could definitely argue in his agreement, because that's, dude, it's top for sure. It's like one of the best ones.
It's good, yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to compare them to like the MCU shit, because they're just both super good, you know?
You know, I
think the MCU shit is good as a whole. Yeah. Individually, I don't think they can stand up to the Dark Knight shit.
You know, I think there's a couple. I feel like specifically Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And Iron Man.
Like the first one?
Those could kind of battle with the Dark Knight. If you were to ask me, it's just opinion, obviously.
Didn't Iron Man and Dark Knight come out at the same time? Or
yeah,
one
same,
of them, right?
Same year.
Yeah.
I think Iron Man came out either earlier in the summer, and then Dark Knight came out at the end of the summer.
Yeah.
And lucky for Iron Man, it came out first, because that shit would have got fucking buried under that shit, you know?
Yeah, damn, imagine.
If they came out in the same week, dude, that would have sucked for Marvel.
That would have been a battle for sure, though.
But that was like the first time DC clearly took Marvel in the box office. You know that?
Mm.
Like, Iron Man versus Batman.
Kerbal saying Daredevil. Loved it on Netflix for sure. That was a good series too. As far as the comics I got though, I got a bunch of Sonic comics. I've been falling behind on them. But like, there's been some battles going on. I was like, oh my God, I can't wait for fucking this battle right here, which is SBO versus some purple demon dude from some other dimension. Which I apparently are
well
known,
looks like a,
but
demon looks like
them.
A punk rocker too.
Yeah, right. That's so true. They're both purple and shit, right? So I get to see. I don't know what this is. Like, there's like I got issue 28 and 29, and I got a 2020, which this might be like a second anniversary. So maybe like an anniversary.
Yeah, they got a cake with every character on there.
Yeah, yeah,
that's cool.
So I guess I'll check out what that is. Also, I just happened to see this, and I was like, I think I should just get this. Not Battle for the Grid, but it's actually just Power Rangers. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with that. Oh, I know what it is. I fixed it. Okay. but yeah, it's Power Rangers with a holographic cover and all that. So I think this is issue like 57 or something. I don't even know what issue. I just picked it up because it was a holographic one. I've never owned like a holographic cover comic book before, so I just went.
Oh,
and
damn!
Just
your first holo cover?
Yeah, I don't think ever had one like that before. And then I picked up a bunch of Usagis.
Oh, did I inspire you with the new series that's coming?
Yeah, like I was saying last time too, is like I've been wanting to kind of read that and to see what it's about. And this is called a Usagi Yojimbo Color Classics. So I'm wondering if this is just a colored version of like the original series.
I think it is, because originally it was black and white.
Okay.
I remember almost buying a Yojimbo comic, and then I opened it and it was all black and white, and I was like, nah, I'm good, you know.
But yeah, so I picked up 4 issues. And I'll go for more later on. But I already read the first one, and it's pretty dope. I'm getting a lot of Kenshin vibes out of it, too.
Really?
Just because of the whole samurai and then after a war type of thing. And this first comic just starts out with like his story. He just feels killing someone. So that classic samurai, you know, fly by each other.
Yeah.
Wait a couple seconds and someone falls over type of thing. Yeah.
I love that. That's my favorite
shit. Yeah, it's like the first thing you see there. And then some Usagi's, one of the homies comes up. He's like, oh, you killed him? What happened? What'd you kill him for? He's like, oh, it's a long story. You know, he kind of, you know, what do you say? Like disregarded, or like he fucking disrespected my master or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, you didn't kill him for money? That's what I would have done. It's like, okay, this is kind of crazy. You know what's funny too? That his friend and the dude he killed, was like a warthog, and his friend is a rhino.
What? Bebop Rocksteady?
Yeah, right? So I'm not sure if there's any connection there. And I know there's a Usagi and Ninja Turtles connection. I wonder if that was some type of little Easter egg going on. I don't know.
Do you know what would be a great comic that I'm thinking about? Because for some reason I woke up in this morning thinking about these characters. For some reason, I haven't been watching Ninja Turtles at all.
Mm-hmm.
The Neutrinos should have a fucking comic book.
That would be funny.
I would fucking read that, bro. I really like the Neutrinos. I was so mad they don't really touch them too much.
I don't think we got any Neutrinos in that CGI version.
And then the Nickelodeon one?
Yeah. I think they were mentioned, but they were like not what we remember them as.
You know what? I think someone did mention them, but yeah. I don't know if they showed them. Like, but they said there's a dimensional being, a dimensional race that used to battle a Krang.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all they said.
Yeah, it's not what was in the Neutrinos. Actually, I don't remember.
Okay. Well, you've seen more. I haven't seen it all. I think I'm still missing 2 seasons of it. I got to watch the last 2 seasons.
Why is there someone else that knows me?
People love to be mysterious from high school for some reason. Anyway.
If you know me, then you know him too, then.
I would imagine. Yeah, it's cool.
Anyways, but yeah, so I picked up some comics. Yeah, Animal Crossing.
Real quick, you know, what's the first Samurai Clash you remember? You know what you brought up in New Saga Yojimbo when two characters run by each other?
Yeah. Well, like, what's the first time I've seen that?
Yeah, or that you can remember, yeah.
Probably Soul Calibur, honestly.
Okay. You know, so check it out. You know what got me into it? Huh. So random, and it's so weird. It doesn't even sound fitting, right? Digimon.
Hmm.
There's a moment when, you know, they fight the Dark Masters, right? There's a big metal dragon, Dark Master. Do you remember him?
You know, what was he again?
The Dark Masters. Remember there's
four? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a big metal fucking dragon. He was like a warlord.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right, yeah.
So I remember, dude, they were building up. They did all this shit to get to him. They were building up to the whole thing. And then he fucking just came out and fucking challenged them straight up. And fucking Agumon turned into War Greymon. And they fucking just clashed.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and then,
yeah,
like, Agumon fell to the floor. And he was like, see, I knew you guys couldn't handle me. And he was like, you didn't see what I did. I cut you to pieces. And then that guy just fucking disintegrated. That was the first time I remember ever seeing the Samurai Clash, and I remember my fucking eyebrows going up like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
it's
over? And Agumon, he was like, wasn't he like fully Digivolved?
He was War Greymon.
High form, yeah, and then he fucking clashed, and he came down
as Agumon. Yeah,
yeah,
and I was like, that was...
I remember that.
Yeah, and then I was like, that was epic. Yeah. I was like, that was so cool.
He's like, damn, fucking drained all his power on him. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then the other dude just vanishes. You're like, oh, shit,
It's over? Like, yeah. And especially since the other Dark Masters before him were all such a big-ass deal and a huge battle and shit.
Yeah, I
remember so that. For that one to be that quick, I was like, whoa, that was... almost anticlimactic, but for some reason I feel hyped.
You know? Another one I can remember that I liked too was Hiei and Yu Yu Hakusho with fucking hula hoop dude.
You know what? That's probably the next one for me too.
Yeah.
Is that one, yeah.
That was a good one too. It just swings by so fast. You're like, what happened? And then you get that little flashback.
Nah, Siryu.
Siryu.
The ice dragon.
Oh, yeah, that was another good
one, too.
That's right.
That's the first one.
I'm like, who's Siryu again? No, he's one of the four Saint Beasts. Which one was he again? That's right. Oh, yeah, that was a good one, too, yeah.
And then other than that, the only ones I can remember...
Yeah, those are the early ones that I can remember.
After that, then I feel like afterwards I saw, like, classic Japanese movies where it was happening, like Rashomon, or ones that were mimicking it, like Kill Bill. Anyway, I just wanted to ask you about that real quick, because I find that interesting, and it's something that's so weird to an American when you're like, what? Like, we're not going to get a long-ass epic battle? Like, it's over? You know, like... But somehow it makes you happy. You're like, you're cool with it, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. Unfocused, guys. We're going to jump into the main part of the show.
Knights of the Zodiac was my first as tech.
Oh, I see. I still haven't seen Knights of the Zodiac.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen that either. All right. Should we get into our new stuff
the
now?
The news.
All right. Don't forget, guys, you can follow us on Twitter at Unfocus28. We're also on Instagram at Unfocus Podcast. We have a Discord, and you can find that either by typing in the Twitch chat, !Discord, or you can go to collision28.com for that and anything else.
Or email us at unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. I think that's just about everything. So let's go ahead and do this. Okay. This is the news.
The news. Leave these two one after the other and walk. All right, guys, we're into the news now.
Yeah, chat, you are correct. And that's why I'm AJ Twist, because I can twist my foot 180 degrees.
That's where it comes from.
And walk away.
And walk away.
And spin back around.
Like a boss. Like a boss. All right.
It was weird to see live.
Okay. You want to kick us off or should I?
I'll kick us off.
Do it.
So last week we talked about there was supposed to be this big conference with some fighting game companies and all that over the weekend. Well, that happened. And what I failed to mention last week, and I thought about it over the weekend, was this past weekend was EVO weekend. We were supposed to be in Vegas this past weekend playing games and all that. And I think a lot of the announcements that we got out of this weekend from these conferences, from these conversations that the companies were having together, I think these were all going to be EVO announcements. So they kind of did their own thing to kind of announce all these things. But one of them was for Soul Calibur 6.
Yeah, update.
Yeah, a whole update and our new character. They announced the character and she's already out. Setsuka is finally out.
Please track back to previous episodes because we were calling it for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, we definitely called this one.
We said Setsuka and Rock and the Young Sung. That's what we
probably
were saying.
Probably Young Sung, I think, is what we're thinking. We don't know what the next one is yet. But yeah, Setsuka's out. I already tried her. I played a little
bit. Oh, you played her already?
I played with her a little bit. I kind of like her. I'm not sure if I want to go and use her yet, but I'm close.
She used to be my girl in number 3.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, I remember not liking her in 4, so I kind of dropped her. But like, yeah, dude, I like
well, she's different now because I wasn't recognizing too many things she was doing.
Oh, really?
I did find a couple of moves that I recognize, but also she seems to have some type of meter thing going on too, because you know every character now has this little thing in the corner of their icon to let you know when you power up something or you did something, like Amy with her roses and all that. Setsuko has something very similar. I'm not sure how it works, but what turned me on to Setsuko, though, was she has, like, a little snowflake thing, and one of my favorite elements is, like, ice and all that. So I was like, if she has some type of ice element, like, feature, like, I want to know this. So I might go ahead and use her just because of that. Also, I noticed her outfit, too, has some, like snowflake print all over it, too. I was like, damn, this is right up my alley right now.
That's your style. You want her.
Yeah, so we'll see. I kind of just press buttons with her here and there to get a feel for her. And then I went online to see if anyone's using her already, and I came across a couple of Setsukas that were kicking my ass against my Tom and everything, too. So I was like, okay, so I have an idea of how she works. She doesn't have a lot of moves, though, because I was going through her move list, too, and it wasn't a big move list.
Honestly,
so I'm kind of worried about that, too.
Honestly, dude, I remember when I was playing Setsuka, that was the problem. Like,
oh, yeah?
Her move list was so short, and I remember she only had, like, 3 or 4 low moves, and some of them were really good low moves, like, real fast.
Yep.
But she only had, like, 4. So there wasn't much of a mix-up game to be had, and she felt like a mix-up character. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like she played like a mix-up character, but I'm like, it was so hard to mix up because there's so few lows, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, hopefully they've added enough to, like, make the game a little bit more balanced than it was before.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know, but we'll see. Like I said, we'll just mess with her some more. Also, I heard, I went to go look for it, but I didn't see it, but they added some new, like, outfit, like, costume stuff you can do for custom characters and all that. And one of them, supposedly, if I saw it correctly, was a Josie outfit.
What?
And I was like, I already fucking did that shit with whatever you had already. Like, how are you gonna give me an actual Josie outfit now? And this is Josie from Tekken.
And you should be like, mine's better, even though you made it. Yeah, it is better.
Custom made.
Custom made by the goddamn Juggernaut.
Yeah, so. True. But that was that. And then also, with the update too that we just got, there's some, you know, balance and updates and all that. I think Yoshimitsu and maybe one or two other characters are the only ones that got new moves. Everyone else is just like balance updates and like readjustments and all that. So no one else has new moves. I think it was just Yoshimitsu and
Mitsurugi got something because fucking that's what Drew is saying.
No, I don't think he got. Maybe he got Drew, one new thing. I think that's it though.
Drew said he got some,
but Yoshimitsu got like 4 fucking new things that he can do.
You know what this reminds me of?
A bad time.
No, fucking not. Tekken 5.5 or 5.2. Remember when they made the second version of Tekken 5, and like all of a sudden there was new moves for random people, and you're like,
yeah,
you remember that? You remember what I'm talking about? And you're just like, what the fuck? Like, how come my character didn't get shit, or how come my character got one move?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
else got 6.
Yeah, that's kind of what's happening.
I don't like that shit.
No, like Sungmina didn't get anything new. Taki, you got a visual adjustment, so one of your moves looks different, so you get a different camera angle. That's all you got for Taki.
I already know what it is. I know why they fixed it too. I get it.
What else is there? New command added, and this is for Siegfried. So Siegfried has one new move. Who else has a new move here? Yoshimitsu got like 3. Nightmare. What the fuck, Siegfried and Nightmare? They don't need new shit. Leave them.
Nightmare has
alone.
A lot of
they
shit already, in. Dude.
Yeah, give the new characters some shit. And Gro got something new as well. Just one new move though.
Nightmare already has like uninterruptible.
Oh no, Hamaru got a new move. That's it. Yeah, that's all.
Nightmare already has uninterruptible supers.
He doesn't need any more shit. But yeah, that's our Soul Calibur 6 update.
Okay.
I'll give you more throughout the night.
All right. Earlier this week, there was a trailer released for a new documentary. Usually, I don't really keep up on documentaries like that. This one is made by directors Ron Cicero and Kimo Eastwood. This documentary is called Happy Happy Joy Joy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This will be all following Ren and Stimpy, its creation, its run on MTV, and the creator John Crickfalusi, and like just all the shit they went through for making Ren and Stimpy, and all the fire they got, all the media hate.
That's crazy.
And it's a documentary all about that. And I'm like, dude, I'm kind of into that. That sounds pretty cool. Because I remember, I'll never forget how many teachers would talk shit about Ren and Stimpy, how many fucking parents would random just make comments about Ren and Stimpy without even seeing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not saying it was cool for kids to watch, but I remember that being such a big deal. But
yeah, I remember watching Winter Bridge as a kid. I was like, can I be watching this? Like, this is kind of weird.
You're right.
And then there's those other episodes that came out like on Netflix, like,
yes, you know, a few years ago, a new series, right?
It was like a new series. It was like five or three like unreleased episodes of some shit. Those are super questionable episodes.
Yeah, now you know why they're unreleased, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, guess what? Along with this news, there's another piece of news. Even though it's been 25 years since Ren and Stimpy, apparently Comedy Central will be rebooting it.
Okay.
Yeah. The Nickelodeon Animated Studio will develop it for Viacom, CBS. So basically, they're going to develop it for them.
Yeah.
So Nickelodeon's still involved. I wonder if they have, like, creative license over it somehow.
Yeah.
They must have, I'm assuming. But yeah, we're getting a new Ren and Stimpy from Comedy Central, guys. So if it's on Comedy Central, you can assume it's going to be fucking adult humor, too.
Yeah, true. So yeah, like, if it's not going Nickelodeon, that's... it's going somewhere else, then you know there's something going to be wrong with
exactly.
it.
As a matter of fact, now that you point out, it's almost more questionable that Nickelodeon's going to produce it and then give it to someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right, dude. That's really weird.
That's crazy. Can you guys hear that chainsaw in the background?
Pay no attention.
I think it goes through a little bit.
Pay no attention to the man behind the mirror.
We're not... nothing's going on behind these green screens. Just saying.
Yeah, all right.
Was that it?
So, yeah, that was it.
When's this documentary coming out?
The documentary is slated for this year, but let me see exactly when.
Because I'd be down to watch that.
I'll give you an update.
Just to get like a feel for like, because I didn't watch a lot of Ren and Stimpy. You know, I watched it once in a while. I wasn't looking for it though. But if it was on, you know, I'd check it out.
I feel like I've seen three episodes of it, and I felt like that was enough. Like, I was like, okay, I get it.
My favorite thing, I think this was from Ren and Stimpy, was Log.
Log. Yeah. It's the toy that the kids will play with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that shit,
It
actually.
Runs over your neighbor's dog. It fits on your back, and it's great for a snack. It's log.
That's right. You know, I remember the Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy episode, I remember the one where Stimpy, like, had a fart that he missed. He had a fart, he missed the smell of it, and it was, like, off into the cold, and he was, like, real sad, and he was trying to find it. It was
That's really so weird. Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, speaking of Log, too, like, I remember being at, like, a Toys R Us, like, a while back before they closed down, just going through shit, and there's, like, a little section with, like, just old-school, like, Nickelodeon stuff that they're selling there, and one of them was a freaking Log plushie, and I freaking tripped out. I was like, oh, my God, that's a fucking Log plushie? No way. And Carla's like, what?
She didn't get it at all?
Just wait till we get home. Let me show you this video.
To answer your question, AJ, August 14th will be the release day of this documentary. I'm really down to watch it. It sounds good to me. All right, AJ.
Pretty soon, huh?
Yeah, pretty soon, actually. Not next week, but the week after.
Mm-hmm. All right, another gaming, fighting game news, because, again, that weekend, with all this fighting game stuff going on, Tekken 7 got an announcement, too. We're getting a Season 4.
Really?
So they're,
new character?
They're extending Tekken 7 to go further, and they told us new moves for everyone when Season 4 drops. So everyone's getting some new moves, which is going to be cool. Also, they're going to enhance the online play. I'm not sure what they mean by that, but there's been a lot of talk about, you know, rollback netcode and all that, so hopefully they're going to implement that into Tekken. We'll see, I guess. One thing they did show, though, was that they're going to show you when you're fighting someone who's playing off of Wi-Fi, which has been a thing that people have been talking about lately. Is like, people that play on Wi-Fi, you get a little more lag out of them when you're playing against them. And so now you'll be noted. You'll know right away if you're playing someone who's playing off of Wi-Fi or not. So then you can decide on whether or not you want to continue playing them. And then overall, just balance, of course, of all the characters. And then they tease a little picture. I wish I brought the picture. But they tease a little picture at the very end. It just showed us some character, looks female, standing against the sunset on like one of those old school like Japanese buildings. I wonder if I can find it really quick. And they didn't tell us who it was. It was just like a far, you know... let me see if I could find it.
What sunset?
I'm going to see if I could just find a quick image of it. Like, ah, here it is. I knew I could find it. Bam. Can we open this?
I feel like I cheated because I saw what you looked up right now.
Yeah.
But that's once I know what you're talking about, it kind of makes the most sense to me, actually, the picture.
Nani? That's all they showed us.
This picture, everyone, let me give you guys a little Japanese context.
Okay, yes, please.
Edo Tower.
Edo Tower.
Edo Tower. And okay. Edo was known for having a strong core of ninjas protecting Edo.
When
it was still called Edo, you know?
Right, right.
So, you know, someone standing on top of an Edo Tower is always supposed to, like, imply, like, a ninja, you know? Like, fucking stand up there, like, waiting to do their
shit. So, what does a Manji clan have to do with Edo? Is that anything?
Manji clan is a branch of ninjas, right? It's a family of ninjas.
Exactly sure. I know it's some type of, I'm guessing it is some type of clan.
I think that's Yoshimitsu's clan.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
I think Steven brought that up. But also, like, in connection with Yoshimitsu and ninjas and all that, there's another ninja who fights Yoshimitsu in the Tekken series, and that's Kunimitsu.
And I think people might have forgotten about Kunimitsu. She's old
school. No one's really forgotten. People have been asking for her. But
oh, really?
Yeah, people have been asking. I've heard mentions of her here and there. Maybe overall people have forgotten about her. The last time we saw her was in Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
Yeah.
Besides that, Tekken 2. It's the last time we saw her. She hasn't been in... That's like the only game, actually. Maybe Tekken 1.
You know what, AJ? I think also with Kunimitsu, I need to do what I never did and finally get my female ninja character.
Oh, shit.
I never had one in Tekken. I need to pick up Kunimitsu. How come I never thought of it sooner?
Yeah, maybe that's the thing to do. but yeah, so this Kunimitsu might be the new character. They haven't officially said that it is her, and that's everyone's guess. Other guesses that have been thrown out there are people saying that maybe it's like one of the DOA ninjas. Or maybe it's like Strider or something like that.
Yo, Kazumi would be a good idea. Like, if they wanted to put somebody from another franchise in Tekken, which they've been doing a lot lately, Kazumi would be a great idea.
Who's... not Kazumi, but one of the dudes. Actually, it looks like a female more than anything, though.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
I think it's a girl, yeah.
Kazumi.
Because she's the flagship character for Dead or Alive, right?
But isn't Aria a Kazumi?
Oh, you're right. Maybe it's your pink haired chick. Natsumi?
Natsumi?
Natsumi? The
purple haired chick.
Kazumi's like enemy.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I guess we'll find out maybe in a couple of months. Season 4 is supposed to be dropping like in the fall, like Octoberish is what they're saying, I believe. So we'll look out for that. And not sure how many new characters we'll be getting. Probably like 4 or 5 like we previously gotten. But yeah. So.
Dr. B.
Right? That was a rumor I heard somewhere,
really?
Too, actually. Yeah.
I was just saying that. Are you serious?
Yeah, I heard that as a rumor somewhere. I heard Kinemutsu, I forgot who else I heard, but Dr. B was one of the rumors,
wow.
too.
Wow. Yeah. Kunimitsu, Dr. B, Ogre, Unknown?
Imagine, that'd be crazy. Corporal Fly asking if we're all about fighting games. Yeah, we kind of are, actually.
I mean, originally when we made this podcast, it was going to be a fighting game podcast, but it just evolved into something out of our control.
If like most other podcasts out there, any other gamers are playing shooter games and all that, we're unique in that way. We're that niche right there.
Yes, sir. Other news, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one's not 100% news yet.
I have a lot of fighting game news tonight, actually, by the way, guys.
Oh, good. I'm gonna eat that shit up. Okay, this isn't 100% news, but it's said by Deadline, and they usually don't say anything unless it's true. And we're also in Comic-Con time right now, so I'm wondering if this is... I'm not going to say this is fact. But Deadline reports, Nia DaCosta, who is the director of the new Candyman movie remake that's going to come out soon, that supposedly she signed on to be the director of Captain Marvel 2.
Mm. Oh, I did hear someone mention that on Twitter just now.
Yeah.
Because I was on Twitter really quick.
It's been going around, and not to a rumor level, to like a pretty high level, like, you know, like Hollywood Reporter, Deadline type shit. Like, so I'm like, I kind of think this might be true. I find it very surprising that Marvel would already grab her before we see how Candyman did. Because usually they wait till a director's like known before they grab them and put them in Marvel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like Ryan Coogler did Creed before he did Black Panther, you know? And, the guy who... God, I can't remember his name right now. The guy who did Scott Pilgrim, you know, they hired him to work on Ant-Man because he did fucking Scott Pilgrim. You know, like,
okay.
They try to get people that are known for some iconic thing before they grab them.
Yeah.
So I kind of find it weird that Candyman's not out yet and they already want her, you know, so.
Maybe they've seen a little bit of it.
They have said that some people have seen that movie because it was supposed to come out a couple months ago.
So true.
Maybe some people
have
seen
it. Like a lot of things.
That
we'll get to pretty soon.
Yeah, but yeah, supposedly Nia DaCosta is going to be the director for Captain Marvel 2. And now I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on. This is just my opinion and my guesses here. Because, you know, Candyman is a horror movie about, you know, this fucker who's trying to get you, like, or trying to get this specific woman.
And Corporal Fly asks, is it a remake? Because I don't remember.
Corvo Fly, we don't know, but they've been implying it's a remake. But there's a very strong chance it could be a continuation. But the creators and the studio have been implying that it's a remake. So no promises on that either. But me thinking of Candyman as someone who's coming to get you, someone you actually have to fear chasing you. You know, if you think about Captain Marvel, who does she have to fear like that? And I'm like, maybe Rogue.
There you go again.
If you think about it, I know I always, you know, obviously my brain is always going for Rogue as the villain for Captain Marvel. Like, I really want it, man. I really want that. I'm going to be so mad if she's a bitch ass like she was in the Fox movies. Mm. But anyway, you know, imagine someone that can't touch you. There's so many horror movies with the monster, like, don't let him touch you or you're fucked, you know? Or like, it's an infection things, you know? So I could see a horror vibe in that, like, you know, Captain Marvel gets drained once by Rogue and then she's fucking scared of her, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. This is just my, like I said, tinfoil hat, all my opinion, all my ideas. Like, I would love for Rogue to be the villain of Captain Marvel 2, but we don't know anything about that.
Sounds cool. You heard it here first.
AJ?
Let's keep those receipts. So another back to that weekend. Again, more fighting game announcement, Samurai Showdown, which we need to play more. Cause
I know, bro. I want to play it. I just don't do it. I'm down. I'm down. Let's play more of that.
Season 3 was announced. I didn't even know there was a season two. I know. I don't even know there was a season two.
What came in? New moves or new characters?
New characters.
Wow.
Season 3 has been announced. They haven't told us what's coming in it. Of course, probably some characters. But that's all they really said, though, about it. But yeah, I'm not even sure what season 1 or 2 actually gave us, honestly. Because again, I don't have the game. I haven't been able to play it, so I haven't been able to keep up with it.
Because they made it so fucking hard to get it.
Yeah. You know, we can get it. I just don't want to spend the money on it because it's going through a different store that I'm not used to, which is Epic Games. If anyone wants to play on PC, by the way, for you guys that don't know, like, I don't own any new in this current gen consoles. I've gone PC because all the games I was playing was on PC. Everything's been coming out on PC. Everything I want to play has been on PC, so I've been happy, except for Sam Show. Took a while. But then it came on PC, but not through Steam, only through Epic Game Store, which I'm not sure if I want to, you know, pay money through Epic Games. And then plus now there's seasons. That means if I want one of those new characters,
you gotta get it all now.
And I have to pay through Epic Games, I was like, that's even more money into Epic Games' wallet just so I can play some Sam Show. Or I could just wait because when the PS5 drops, supposedly it is supposed to be PS4 compatible. So then I could just buy the PS4 version of Sam Show and play it on the PS5. But then I'm going to have to wait until like the end of the year. I mean, who knows if I even want to buy a PS5, you know?
Anyways, yeah, I mean, we want to hear some reviews before we get it for sure, right?
At least know what kind of games are coming out. And then plus, what's the price? They haven't given us a price yet. So anyways. But yeah, I'm getting a season 3 for Samurai Showdown.
All right. There's a trailer for this. I'm not going to put it up right now. Mm. But, you know, in version, get this, 13.4 of Fortnite, they have now added drivable cars. Which, if anyone knows...
Oh, you know what? I think I did hear about this a while back.
Yeah.
It was coming.
It was coming, but now it's in there. Drivable cars are a thing. There were vehicles before that you could move a little bit, but there was no, like, driving interface. There was no way to, like, specifically, like, control it.
Right.
Now there's driving. You can get in the car. You can take a car over. You can drive it and drive it around and fuck some shit up.
That reminds me of, like, Halo, because I know Halo, you were able to drive some vehicles sometimes.
Yeah.
In matches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I feel like that's more like how it was with previous build, and now there's more detail to it, I think.
Wonder how many vehicles are be available, like, on the map. Like, if everyone's going to fight for the vehicle.
People, like, go for it right away and shit.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. That is how Halo was, huh?
Yeah, because Fortnite also, there's a fucking 100 people on the field. So just imagine trying to go for the car, like, you got fucking 30 other people running the same way.
Oh, shit.
Everyone's just dying as they get closer to the car.
That sounds fucking wild.
That's kind of what
someone
I
puts
imagine.
A bomb on the car. So
oh, dude. That'd be sick. Or just fucking just camp out the car, you know, in the background. Waiting people to, like, come by and just shoot them all off. Using it as bait. That'd be cool. All right. That's cool. Yeah, speaking of Epic Games, actually, because that's where you play Fortnite is through the Epic Game Store. All right, but yeah, cool.
All right,
Fortnite's getting cars. More fighting game news from the same event. Street Fighter. I got two things to talk about regarding Street Fighter. Did I put these back to back? I did, so I'll just talk about them both together right here. Starting today... you'll be able to play Street Fighter, I believe, for free for a couple of weeks. And all the characters are unlocked. So what sucks about the original Street Fighter is that you only get were given the base characters, and then every season you have to buy that season pass to unlock those characters, or you can buy them individually, or you can play a lot of matches and earn fight money and then use that fight money to get a character. But that takes forever. Trust me, I know. I put like 200 hours into Street Fighter, and I've only gotten two characters out of fight money. And I'm not good either. But yeah, right now, can you get it for free on Steam? I believe so. You might be able to get it for free on Steam. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but there's 2 weeks for free trial from August 5th until I don't know what the end date is. But yeah, and then all the characters are unlocked too. So if you already have the game, then all the characters are going to be unlocked for you if you don't have them already.
Okay.
So that's cool. So it also gives you a chance to try out the other characters, see if you like them. And then once you lose this trial, then you can actually go forth and actually buy that individual character if you wanted. And so that's a way to go about it too. And then also today they announced some more Street Fighter stuff. The Street Fighter League is coming back in October. The Street Fighter League is when you got like teams in a tournament against each other. It's like this whole like TV production to put together. I haven't seen it, but it seems pretty hype. Looks pretty cool. And you got three team members on each team and all that. Also, they announced Season 5. Well, we already knew Season 5 was coming, or Season V, I think is what they want to call it. I'm not sure, because, you know, Street Fighter 5, V, you know, Roman numerals. But yeah, the Season 5, they announced characters. The first character that's coming out this fall is Dan. So Dan's returning.
Dan's coming back?
Yeah, so coming back to Street Fighter 5. And then second character later, I think in the early next year, is Rose. So Rose is coming back too. I thought Rose was already in the game.
Yeah, I was going to say, Rose isn't in there? No, I swear we've seen her already.
She was in 4, but she has not 5.
Oh, you know what? That's what I'm thinking about.
I think that's what I was thinking about too.
Yeah, when they added her to 4.
Yeah,
okay.
When I keep hearing about, oh yeah, Rose should come back, I'm like, she's not in there already?
I thought she was. That's so funny.
However, there's one character that does exist in Street Fighter V. Her name is Manat. She's a new character, but she's an understudy of Rose. So there's a connection there, or there's a Rose-type character in Street Fighter currently.
She has a similar style or what?
Yeah, something very similar with like some magic bullshit and all that.
I'll say Rose is the most unique character in all of Street Fighter. I remember like playing Alpha and fighting her. I was like, I don't feel like I'm playing Street Fighter anymore. Like, she's doing some weird shit.
Yeah.
She has this weird like...
Her scarf.
Yeah, her scarf thing where like, yeah, if she times it right, she can like whip back your projectile too.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's true.
And I'm like, dude, that's fucking annoying. Like,
yeah, I think she was doing that in Street Fighter 4 as well.
Yeah.
Not only did we get Dan and Rose, but they announced two other characters we'll be getting. One of them is a returning character from Third Strike. You have any guesses real quick? No, it's not Makoto, by the way.
You're, Dudley?
Oro.
Oh, the one-arm motherfucker?
The one-arm dude, yeah.
Oh, shit! He's coming back?
Dude. So he's going to be returning, which
you know
is
what?
Cool.
That's good. Oro, he hasn't appeared since Third Strike. He should come back.
Yeah, I don't think he's appeared anywhere else except Third Strike.
Yeah, only in the comic book.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Actually, if you go by the story, like, if you watch the storyline and go all those clips on Street Fighter V, I think he makes an appearance. He's connected to some of the characters, like Dhalsim. I think he's connected to Dhalsim in the storyline.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And the last character they announced has never been in the Street Fighter series, but is part of Capcom, and it's kind of in the Street Fighter universe.
Mega Man?
No. Rival Schools character.
Oh, what? The dude?
No, someone named Ikara. Ikita?
Oh,
Kazama.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't know who it is either.
His last name's Kazama?
Yeah, I know,
fucking
right?
Weird.
That is weird.
Oh,
so Ikari Kazama is from Rival Schools, and that's one of the last characters. There's one more character that they haven't told us about yet, so there's going to be 5 this season.
Can you give us a picture of this Ikari Kazama?
Yeah, like, see if I can find one.
Just because I'm like... I was thinking the main kid with the blue outfit and the spiky hair, but I think it's different.
They're going to look all pixelated, though, so I'm not sure if you'll recognize Kazama. Yeah, I'll put Rival Schools in there, too. Let's see. Yeah, this character. Sure, why not?
Oh, shit! She's Skullomania?
Is that the right picture?
Bro, if... Oh, my God. Wow. Hey, let me tell you something interesting. Dude, let me, like, go, scroll back up to that picture you have right there.
With the skull?
Bro, so there's a character in Street Fighter called EX Plus.
Mm.
And
mm-hmm.
No one knows who the fuck they are or where they came from. His name is Skullomania.
Mm.
And he just has this weirdest fighting style, or we don't know. He's wearing a mask, so we don't know what the fuck he is. Like, but he's got a skeleton outfit, and he just, like, fucks shit up, and he's kind of got spikes on his outfit. And now I'm seeing this picture. I'm like, is it her when she grows up? Does she go to the Street Fighter tournament?
Just based off this picture, that's crazy. Yeah, and put that together.
The fact that she has that and they're putting her in Street Fighter kind of makes me feel like, oh shit, she might come back as Skullmania, like that character's,
or maybe have an outfit like that. Yeah, this
dude,
is her.
She's and dude. She I bet you she'll have his fighting style too, dude.
Yeah, she. People are saying she has a unique fighting style and everything too.
It's
so
probably Skullmania, dude. Oh, she was in. Oh, that's Rival Schools. Okay. Yeah, I want so EX Plus is the first 3D Street Fighter game, by the way.
Yeah.
I think we played it a couple times.
Yeah, we did play it back in the day.
I remember you and I were using the characters that weren't even known, and we had some tag team shit going on, remember? Oh, this is pretty dope.
Yeah, we weren't even using Street Fighter characters to play it.
That's right.
You know what's crazy? The people that made that game have a game currently right now.
Oh.
Yeah, have you heard of that EX Fighting Slayer? That's them.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I kind of put that together before, but I was like, maybe it's just coincidence or something, you know? No, that's actually the same developers or some shit like that.
Very interesting.
Yeah, but now they're just separated from Street Fighter, and I think they probably just have their own original characters. Maybe some characters from there. I don't know.
Well,
I haven't looked into it.
I'll tell you, that game very barely felt like a Street Fighter game. Like,
yeah, it was weird, yeah.
It did, but just barely. Like, it was really odd. Like,
yeah.
All right, cool.
But yeah, new Rival School characters coming to Street Fighter V as well, and most of these characters are going to be coming out throughout 2021, so next year.
You know what?
Which seems so far away, but it's actually not, guys.
I'm going to make a note, because that's two things that we feel like we're predicting here. That Akari is Skullmania. What was the other thing that we said we were predicting? You heard it here first?
Something you said about Rogue.
Oh, yeah, that should be the villain.
Yeah.
We should make a section.
We need to make like something where we can just type this in somewhere, and we can just reference it when we want.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna work on it. Don't worry.
Like, I've been keeping track of our hammers and all that, like, who has it and everything on a spreadsheet. So
okay,
maybe something similar.
Oh yeah, yeah, that'd be a good idea. That way, you kind of just make little marks.
Yeah,
because my notes should reflect it too, so that's good. Mm. Okay. Other news: Toonami partners with DC. This was announced during DC Fandom, which is their version of Comic-Con, or their substitution for them not having a spot at Comic-Con, I guess I should say more specifically. But yeah, one of the things they announced is that they will be doing a partnership deal with Toonami, and this is going to be effective pretty soon. Toonami already made the announcement that fans will not be getting their regular blocks of anime on August 15th and 22nd. On August 15th, you will be getting two DC Batman-inspired movies.
Oh.
First one is Batman Year One, which is a great fucking movie. Second one, Batman: The Dark Knight Returns, an even better fucking movie. So you're gonna get two Batman movies at midnight on Toonami. So if you guys want to check that out, you should. And on August 22nd, you'll be getting two different ones. You'll be getting Batman: Gotham Knight, which is a compilation of a lot of little mini stories. I have it on DVD. Mm. It's got like five different mini stories about different versions of Batman, done by different writers and different artists. Like, one of them is, like, him after just finishing a case, all fucked up and bleeding, trying to get back home, you know? Another one's about some kids telling stories to each other about what Batman is, whether he's a monster or a real person, you know? And at the very end, they fucking meet him, you know? And, yeah, so they're all just a bunch of little side stories. So that'll be there at midnight. And then at 1:45 a.m., The Dark Knight Returns Part 2 will come out. So if you love the first part that you see on August 15th at 1:30 in the morning, you'll get your sequel on August 22nd at 1:45 in the morning. So, they're testing this out with a Batman block, you know, like to see about DC movies airing. And the reason they're doing this, too, so late is because the DC animated movies are kind of adult. There's blood, so there's random, there's sex sometimes. They don't show you everything, you know, obviously.
These are all animated.
Yeah, all animated. Because DC animated movies are fucking ridiculously good.
Yeah.
They're like on fire, dude. They're so good. But yeah, I found this a really interesting partnership between DC and Toonami. But yeah, keep your eyes out for it.
Toonami's still around, says Corporal Fly.
Yeah, actually, if you haven't been checking out the podcast, but they've made a strong resurgence in the past year and a half or so, because they brought it back at the end of last year, and then ever since they've actually been advancing it, and then changing things, putting new animes. They've created a brand new anime block, including My Hero Academia and new stuff like that. So yeah, they're on it.
Nice.
AJ?
All right. Do we got any more fighting game stuff? Not really. Kind of, actually. When the PlayStation 5 comes out, the PS5, when that comes out, Sony actually came out and talked about the controller situation too. So of course we're getting a new PS5 controller. I think it's called the DualSense. But as far as the DualShocks go, like for the PS4, it'll work with the PS5, but it won't work with PS5 games. So if you have a PS4 controller, you're going to be not be able to use it for PS5 games. However, though, if you're playing PS4 games, it'll work for those games.
Huh.
Or anything else that will work with the PS4, you know, you can use the PS4 controller for those games. Also, though, specialty peripherals such as, and this is a quote from them, specialty peripherals such as official licensed racing wheels, arcade sticks, and flight sticks will work with PS5 games and supported PS4 games. So that means if anyone, like us, have a, you know, certain arcade stick that we play with, or like they said here, a racing wheel or a flight stick, that works on the PS4, it should also work on the PS5 with, you know, whatever game. So they'll still support those. What also someone brought up, though, is that it says special peripherals such as officially licensed, you know, racing wheels or casings and all that. I'm not sure if our shit is officially licensed.
Oh, shit.
Because we're using brick boards, brook boards in our arcade sticks. I'm not sure how far they are as being officially sponsored or officially licensed PS4, you know, boards and all that. So I guess we'll find out in the future. I don't know. But anything that's made like by like Razer or like any of those high-end company, Madcats, I guess Madcats don't exist no more. Whoever else makes high-end arcade sticks nowadays, if it says they're licensed material for the Sony PlayStation 4 and all that, it should work for the PS5 in the future when that comes out. So we may, hopefully it all works. I guess we'll find out.
All right.
Do you think Street Fighter 4 is better than 5?
Yes.
It's an argument that goes the other way. Street Fighter 4 is a lot more...
I don't like 4. I like 5 better.
Yeah, 4 is a lot more technical. It's super technical.
I think... For fighting game
five,
fans,
not so much.
Yeah, 5 is a little bit more on the nose.
Yeah.
I think for fighting game fans, they prefer 4. I hated 4. I really didn't like it. It felt stiff.
It was all right. Yeah, maybe it was.
It felt stiff to me, personally. You found the moves in 4 cumbersome. Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, that's probably how we feel. Like, we found it a little bit stiff.
Yeah, in order to do, like, some, like, flashy combos and stuff, you really got to be quick with, like, you know, doing certain moves and doing fucking, what is it called? The
focus attacks.
The focus attacks, yeah. The focus attack dash cancels FADCs.
And that's the other reason I hated 4, dude. I hated the fucking focus attacks. I'm like, this is a weak-ass version of the parry system. Like,
it was.
You know, it's like, it's kind of parry, but it's, like, way weaker. It's not as interesting, like, so, I mean, I think 5 is... more entertaining for me personally, but I don't think it's a better fighting game.
Yeah, moves can be better executed in 5. That is true. It's, I mean, I played a lot of it. I didn't play a lot of Street Fighter 4 just because it was still difficult to get into and learn things. But 5, I played a lot of. Yeah. I kind of forced myself to do it, but I actually enjoyed it. Like I said, I put 200 hours into that game just by myself.
And, you know, I also feel like 4 had a higher learning curve and a less welcoming gameplay.
4, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, something about it was like, it was hard, and it wasn't fun that it was hard. You know what I mean? Like, some fighting games, it's hard, and you're like, oh, it's a challenge. I want to get better at this.
Yeah.
With 4, I didn't feel that. I was like, dude, this is, like, unnecessarily annoying. Like, that's how I felt.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, you know, pick your poison, though.
Right, to each his own. Other news real quick. Twilight. Anybody remember Twilight?
Oh, yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, they have a new book that finally came out.
What the fuck?
Right? Like, everyone, so, you know, apparently this book
has
been...
And all the girls go wild.
They are, bro. Fucking, the world's already back on fire for Twilight again. So here's the thing. Like, it's not like it's... You know, this was expected back in 2010, I think, this book. And, you know,
10 years in the making.
You could put it that way. I just felt that it was... interesting that this is coming back, because I was like, wow, I did not think Twilight was a thing anymore that people cared. Ever since they did that double movie at the end, I felt like people were kind of over it.
But, I was over it after the first one.
Yeah, I didn't like the first movie either.
I never seen the movies.
I saw the first one on a plane, and I regret it to this day. Like, it was so bad.
What a waste of my plane time.
It was, bro. I could watch other movies. I could watch Game of Thrones. And but yeah, so this is a sequel of 10 years in the making for, like I just said, for the last Twilight book, which I think it was called Breaking Dawn or something like that. But yeah, I'm mad that they used my favorite term of
I'm about
my
to ask you
favorite
about
Marvel superheroes,
that.
Midnight Suns. Like, fuck,
Dude.
they're just about to do that, maybe. So,
Yeah,
like,
imagine like fucking Marvel's right there. It's like, all right, we'll put this Midnight Suns things out right now, and this shit comes out. They're like, you know what? Maybe we should scrap it because
yeah,
they may take all our thunder,
they
you
might
know?
just scrap it, dude. And this is also vampire and werewolf related, so like, it
Oh,
takes a lot of
shit.
fire out of that anyway.
Damn.
But for anyone who's actually a fan of the series, this one is very interesting because it takes you to a darker future for them, and it actually follows the perspective of the guy, Edward, the male vampire, not the girl, the human that he usually follows. That's all I got for you guys. I don't
The
really
new
know anything
Batman.
about Twilight, so I couldn't tell you anything more than
Yeah, I
that.
don't know, dude.
But yeah, it follows the Edward male's perspective. I guess there's no team Jake. What was the other guy? Edward versus Jacob?
Yeah,
Team
that
Edward,
sounds
Team Jacob,
familiar.
right?
Yeah.
I guess Team Jacob lost because this
Aw,
book's all about Edward, you know?
spoilers.
Spoiler alert. It's over. But anyway, yeah. So yeah, new Twilight book. Nerds are nerds. Nerds like Twilight, so
I guess
enjoy.
so, yeah. All right. So, other news here. What else do we got? The Sega Arcade. And where's this at? Akihabara? Yeah. How do you say that? Akihabara?
Where?
Japan?
Show me.
Akihabara.
Akihabara. Yeah.
Japan. They have that Sega Arcade building there, calling building number two. Apparently, it's closing. It's closing on August 30th, so at the end of this month. It's been running for like 17 years now. It's just like, I think it's like four or five stories of just arcades and like machines and I think pachinko machines and those UFO like, you know, catchers things. Yeah, all that, that whole building is going away at the end of the month. No official reason though. So they're not saying why. They're just saying that they're just going to close it down now. Of course, people's first thought is, yeah, maybe it's because of, you know, COVID and the virus and all that. But they didn't say that. So we don't know why they're closing. Also, it's not the only arcade, Sega arcade, as far as I know. Have you been to this building before?
The big ass Sega building you're talking about? Yeah,
Yeah.
I've been there before. That's where surprisingly, that's one of the more boring video game
Oh,
buildings.
maybe that's why it's closing then.
I could see it because they carried everything that every Sega arcade game that was popular. Which are like really random obscure games, like strategy games, like
Okay.
a fucking Sonic Fighter, like just random.
Dude, Sonic Fighter.
Yeah, but it's just
Oh
random. It's not that
shit, they've
popular.
actually used Sonic Fighters for gem defending. Oh, I
Oh,
have it on something. Oh
yo, bro,
man.
you'll ruin your life, bro. We'll start practicing right now, dude. And then, it's pretty interesting shit. But yeah, I mean, that building was. I always liked the Taito building so much more. I remember going into the Sega
Yeah.
building and feeling disappointed.
Okay, all
It's
right then. I'm not that
a
upset
lot of
then.
claw
Yeah, exactly
machines.
what I was just saying too. Those
Yeah.
UFO catchers or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and this is called Sega Building 2. So there's another one that exists somewhere. The other ones are fine, but this is the one that's closing. The one in Akihabara.
Okay.
And that's closing at the end of the month. So you have less than a month to go and check it out one last time if you can find a way to Japan.
Okay. If you can find a way to Japan, I like that. Okay. Other piece of news. Harley Quinn.
I've heard of her.
I think I was mentioning that there's a funny ass, very adult Harley Quinn show on the DC streaming service, right? It's real funny. Makes fun of the Batman the Animated Series stuff, kind of, has sexy things, has bloody things. So, you don't want to watch it with your kids, obviously. But the problem with the show, because the show's been getting really good reviews, the problem with the show is you can't watch it anywhere because the DC streaming service isn't on everything. It's on not on any PlayStation shit. You have to have a certain thing to be able to watch the DC streaming service, right?
Yeah.
But actually, they just announced season one and season two of Harley Quinn are both now streaming on HBO Max.
Oh, cool.
I think that's really cool too. It's a good show, and now it'll probably get like the attention and respect that it deserves because it's fucking funny, dude. And if you're even a little bit a fan of any Batman shit, even a little bit, or any Joker shit, the show is fucking hilarious. But I say that to say this: it looks like my prediction about the DC streaming service going away might be true, bro. Have you been noticing that slowly things are filtering over there? Like,
Yeah.
Doom Patrol's there now. Now
HBO
Harley Quinn's
Max, yeah.
there. I just read an announcement. I don't know if it's official, but earlier this week I read an announcement. Titans is going to be going to HBO for their new season.
Okay, yeah, they're
Season.
slowly moving things over.
Yeah, I feel like they're like, oh
Yeah.
shit, let's just fucking,
Yeah.
Because I think the DC streaming service is losing viewers. It's not quite, like, popular. Which, really, the only thing that makes me sad about that, bro, is I finally started looking into their visual, their virtual comics. Because you can read comics on the DC streaming service, right?
You can what?
They have comics.
Okay, oh, they
like
do.
Like, classic DC comics. And you can read them. And, bro, their comic interface is very good. Because, like, you know, you would think it would show you a page and you zoom in on it and everything, right? No.
Yeah.
They give you the panel.
That's
and you
cool.
swipe left. And dude, it's so good because you get a surprise.
I've done something like that too.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I've done that with Sonic Comics. If you go to C28 Projects on YouTube, we have a YouTube channel there where I have some old stuff that we used to do.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
like,
you
I've
were
done
doing
Sonic
that.
Comics, yeah.
I forgot, dude. We should talk about that more because that is cool that you're doing.
The fucking one I did is like one of my favorite arcs, like ever. It's the fucking the Mecha Sonic arc.
You know, we should link that at the end of the podcast. People could check out if you guys want
to. C28 Projects.
Yeah, okay.
C28 Projects. Yeah, or AJ Twist. I'll have my own personal one too, which I think I've had it there at some point, but I put a better version over there.
I think you should tag it in the chat and put a link in the episode too. That'd be really cool.
Maybe,
I feel like
to that specific thing.
Yeah, that's what I think. Because I forgot you were doing that, and that was really cool. I was watching it because that's how I knew about what was going on with Sonic. You know, I didn't know. you were showing it to me, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
Ah, such a good series. Just seeing this art again is like, dude, like, issue 39. I can't remember what, I was like, was it 37 or 30? It's fucking 39. Anyway, because I was at a comic book store and they had a bunch of, like, Sonic comics. I was like, no fucking way. And I was just going through everything, like, all the Archie shit. And I was looking for this one and they didn't have it. So someone probably already copped it. But anyways. But yeah, so HBO, I mean, DC has that service thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think their DC streaming service is going to be ending soon, they'll probably just go with the HBO Max. It's just a smarter idea. It's way more entertaining. It's a better interface. It's just a better streaming program than it's better than Disney Plus for sure. It's almost as good as Netflix. So I'm like, might as well just do everything there. Yeah. You know?
Everything.
Here's a little clip of AJ's. Yeah, exactly, dude. It was like this, like how yours is. You can sit there, read, you just swipe it, and it takes you to the next panel. Yeah.
I don't. You can't swipe it. You just gotta sit there and just wait for it to go because video.
And that's fine because you can pause it. But, yeah. You know, just the same idea is there. You know, the fact that it goes panel by panel, it almost gives you a better experience than reading the comic because when you turn a page, there's no way you can't see a glance of some of the things that are happening.
That's one thing I hate sometimes too. Is like you flip the page and you see this fucking big page. Like, oh shit, I need to read this side of the fucking book first, though, so I can see what the fuck just happened.
And sometimes you don't even need to see the page. You could just see that someone's in it, and that kind of
tells
tells you something. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah, like it's you can't really be surprised. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got creative with this shit too. Damn.
Oh damn, AJ, this is pretty good, man. Dude, I'm telling you, man.
Oh yeah, at least I like doing this too. Fucking like do the word bubble first and then fucking
yo
zoom out.
That's cool because you get to, it's almost like a conversation, like you get introduced to the words before you actually see what's going on.
Yeah,
dude, that's pretty cool, man.
I'm fucking badass.
You should keep doing this, dude.
I should.
This is really cool. Anyway, look, we're blowing ourselves away. That's how good this podcast is.
Oh man.
All right, my turn.
You just anything talked else? About that.
Oh wait, no, I talked about Harley Quinn. Sorry.
Yeah.
Main thing, Harley Quinn is now available on HBO Max. Please check it out. Do not have your kids with you. I'd say have a margarita with you.
Oh shit, for sure.
AJ?
So Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. It has a new update, and within this update, we're getting a new stage.
Oh,
so
really?
I'm pretty sure there's some balance things and fixes and all that. But now there's a small battlefield. So you know
how there already a small battlefield?
No, there's a battlefield, there's a big battlefield.
Oh,
and now
there's
a small battlefield. Yeah. So normal battlefield has like your two platforms, kind of the mid and the air, and then one high up in the middle. And then Big Battlefield has like fucking five platforms. It's like three and then two and then one up high, I think, or something like that.
I'm guessing this is just...
Small Battlefield is just two platforms. No one higher. And it's a slightly smaller stage, too.
I kind of like that.
So that's kind of cool, yeah.
It'll make you get creative with your skill.
Yeah, just different, you know, switch it up a little bit. Kind of similar. It's like Animal Crossing. One of the Animal Crossing stages is like that, too. Isn't the Kirby Fountain of Dreams like that? Or is there a top middle? There's a top middle platform on that. Anyways, but yeah, very similar to some of those stages. What else did they do here? Small Battlefield. You can now select. You can select different music for it too. Online, they did some adjustments to the online playing and all that. So yeah, just some general, just you know, fixes and all that. But new stage at least though, which sounds pretty cool. And I want to see the tweet post here because I guess it's just that's all it is. Just two platforms. Yeah, so that's all.
It makes the point.
Yeah, there it is. Bam. All right, but yeah, that's what's going on in Smash.
Okay.
New update.
Last week, in other news, I had mentioned that Netflix would be gaining a bunch of black UPN shows, mostly black comedy and sitcoms that from back in the day, from the 90s and 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I had mentioned was Moesha. And apparently, that's the one that people have been going more nuts about than anything.
That's
Moesha
crazy.
Is trending on Twitter. Moesha is like, it's like people are happy it's coming back. I, you know, I always liked it, but I never realized it was this big of a cultural thing. Like, that people really fucked with it.
Mm-hmm.
And Netflix is going to be making that happen. And so people are everyone's looking at Brandy. If anyone doesn't know, the singer Brandy is the lead in Moesha. She plays Moesha.
Oh, that's right. Wow. Yeah.
Brandy is Moesha.
I forgot about that too.
And apparently fans have been hounding her on Twitter and on whatever social media she has. It's like, you know, I keep getting calls and questions, people asking if, you know, Moesha is going to continue to be a thing once it's because of this whole Netflix thing. And she's like, I just want for everyone to know that I'm open to it. And I'm in discussion with the right people to make it happen.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, that's not a guarantee, but that's basically her saying.
Was it Brandy or was it someone else that just dropped an album recently?
I think Brandy did drop an album.
Yeah, was it Brandy? Yeah.
I think maybe that's also why she's in the spotlight right now, too. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, so Moesha, there's a chance this show could get rebooted or continued.
That's crazy.
I don't know if it would be a continuation or a reboot. I assume a continuation because that seems to be the thing these days.
Yeah, just continue it. Why not?
But, yeah. You know, just like Saved by the Bell and Fuller House, I'm guessing, right? Keep you guys open, keep your mind, your eyes open for this. I'm assuming if it does come out, it would come out on Netflix since they were just nice enough to put the show on there.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the show ran for 5 years. Did you know that? 96 to 2001.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was like 2 seasons. It had 5 seasons.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Right?
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch it. But I knew of it. I can play if I got Brandy was in that shit, dude. She's completely
the, and
forgot.
She's the lead.
Yeah, I just remember the name of it. I was like, I don't never watched it though. But yeah, damn, that's crazy.
I just remember hating the spinoff Kim.
Oh.
About her friend.
Speaking of spinoffs. Oh, yeah. Also, Cuckoo's in chat says bring back Martin.
Well, Martin was the best, but I don't think you can do it now. I don't think it's gonna have the same.
Shanae should have her own spinoff.
Yo, I would watch a fucking Shanae show. I would watch a whole fucking season of that for sure. AJ,
all right, my last piece of news.
All right,
it's about Mulan. So Disney says that they're gonna release its live action Mulan movie that was supposed to be in theaters months ago to Disney Plus on September 4th. But it's not part of your standard subscription, though. Like, if you're already paying for Disney Plus right now, you don't just get it automatically. It's not going to work like that.
It's going to be $30.
$30. So if you want to get the movie, $30. Now, what I don't understand, though, is this a rental? Are you renting it for a small period of time? Or do you just own it, but in Disney Plus? Like, I don't understand exactly. Is that a one-time fee or is that a reoccurring fee? That's the one thing I didn't have time to look up, but what I read didn't mention anything about that. Do you know anything about that?
No, bro. No? I hadn't heard about it.
All right. Well, I'm not sure what's going on there. But yeah, $30 on top of your already, $7 fee for the Disney Plus service will get you Mulan. You can watch it at home. Fucking Mickey Mouse is Corporal Fly. I know, right? If all it's right. Disney, do you really own anything? It says tech.
Damn, that's the realest shit I ever heard.
That's a good point.
That's the realest shit I ever heard.
So if this works out for Mulan, though, and people actually go about and do this, what would that say for something like Black Widow? It's Disney, Marvel, you know?
I'll tell you this, bro. Here's my personal opinion.
They're fuck not, Disney, no.
No. There's that. No, I don't think Black Widow's coming out in fucking...
streaming. So you think they're gonna hold off on it so theaters open again?
I think they will wait till the very last minute because I don't think they want people to look back and be like, fuck, you didn't give a Black Widow a movie till after she died. Oh, and when it did come out, you didn't put it in theaters, you put it on streaming. You know, like I just don't like. And then now Marvel's used to that box office money, that $1 million box office thing that they've gotten for the past 3 movies in a row. Past 4 movies in a row, right?
Yeah.
Infinity War. Damn, 5 movies!
Spider-Man.
Infinity
even.
War, Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, Black
Spider-Man,
Panther.
Spider-Man, yeah. Captain Marvel, Endgame. Mm. 5 movies of over $1 billion. Like, they don't want to let it go. And especially since Black Widow's going to probably rally a lot of female fans of the Marvel
universe. But if they're charging $30 just to watch Mulan, why can't they charge $30 for Black Widow making that same amount of money, just about?
I think they could.
Because a ticket might as well be $30 sometimes, right?
Well, no, like, I think you're right.
California, at least, is like $15.
It's like 18.
Yeah, like like around $15. You know, unless you know some shortcuts like I do, going like in the morning, Tuesday morning for $7.
Yeah. And then Texcator chimes in and says, yeah, you know, everyone's stuck at home. They'll probably make some money off of it. But, like, I don't know, man. I just don't feel like they want that image for Black Widow. That story already got, that movie already got fucked by Ike Perlmutter so many times, like, because he didn't believe a female Marvel movie would work. Mm. And so, the bitching, dude, even the bitching at the announcement of Black Widow movie being made, you're like, oh, after she's dead? Like, I'll never forget it, bro. I was like, dude, they're doing it, though. Like,
yeah.
And people were so mad. So I'm like, if it doesn't come out in theaters, I don't think it's going to fly well with the fans of Black Widow. Like, this is the one movie you don't put in theaters when she's the one that got pushed back, you know? Like, I just know. I can't see people being happy with it. I can see a very vocal group, a big vocal group that's going to be like, that's fucked up. Even if it's not fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, people want to see it. I mean, I guess it depends on who wants it. I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Corporal Fly says the herd will empty their pockets and leave Disney with the impression that this marketing ploy is acceptable, which...
And that's the other...
If Mulan happens and people go forth with this, then yeah, Disney will say, hey, people are going to do this. Let's just go to ranking the money now. And maybe they will do Black Widow based off that, because $30 for one movie.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, you can, you know, pack in, you know, some friends to watch it. And so in a way you are
cutting
costs.
You're going to do that. Yeah. You're going to cut costs. Yeah.
Rather than, you know, as far as like just, you know, consumers go.
And from what I heard, I don't think it's by watches. I heard it's by time limit. So you could maybe squeeze in that movie more than once, you know, like,
yeah, well, some rentals, that's how they work, is like you watch it once and then it's gone. And when you start watching it, you have 24 hours to finish it or something like that. That's usually a rental's workout. But I heard that this is not a rental. You're not renting this movie.
Oh, you're buying it?
I don't. That's what I'm confused about, too. Like, are you buying this movie for $30?
Oh, okay. We're going to do some research on that, because that's a big deal breaker.
Yeah.
Whether it's like that or the other way.
Yeah. So that's what I'm confused about, too. I mean, because usually a rental's like $20. Because when Trolls came out earlier this year from Universal... I think it was like $20 to rent it, and that fucking, you know, broke some records for online streaming and all that. So I guess we'll see. Either way, the biggest worry about digital releases is that it'll be pirated much faster, says Tech.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I could see that too, because once you have it on the screen, like, that's it. Like, I can just
if
record.
You're savvy enough, yeah.
Yeah, tech savvy, you do it on your computer, like, there you go.
Yeah, it's true too. And what's crazy too is that they're going to risk this with Mulan. Like,
I mean, is it a risk? I feel like they're already not trusting of these live-action Disney movies. I feel like they are tests now.
Do you think so?
I feel like they are, bro. They know people don't love these live-action Disney movies like they want them to. Like, I feel like they're tests.
I mean, Beauty and the Beast was good. What else was alive when they did?
No, but, like, none of them really hit it out the park like they wanted it to. Like, none of them made Marvel money. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, that's true.
None of them even got even close.
Lion King, okay, that was a little bit of a, ugh, really?
Yeah,
but
and Lion King
the other ones were good, though.
And, you know, it's funny, Lion King made the most money out of them.
Did it? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
So I'm like, that's saying...
Because people had higher hopes for that, probably.
I think so. Yeah, exactly. I think you're right. They had higher hopes. So they
Jungle Book was good, too, actually. So
no, like, Jungle Book was amazing. I'm not talking about... Well, I guess I am talking about how good they are, because some of them suck. Yeah, I am talking about that. But Jungle Book was good. But Jungle Book is the only one I can go back and say I would watch that again and again. Mm. I can't say that about any of the other live-action ones. Aladdin was cool.
Oh, yeah, Aladdin was good, yeah.
Aladdin was cool, but I do not want to see it again
for
another year or so. Oh. You know, like, it's not an insult. It's not a bad movie. I'm just like, I don't need to see it again for another year. You know, like, there's other things I could be watching. But if someone was just throwing Jungle Book on, I'd be like, yeah, fuck it, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Jungle Book's good. Like, so, I don't know. my last couple pieces of news. One's quick. Rest in peace, Jiro Kuwata, who is the artist of the modern Batman manga in Japan. That's, it's been going on for like 5 years or 6 years or so. Mm-hmm. That is who you have to thank for the popularity of Batman in Japan lately. I don't know if you know, they had Batman Day in Japan last week.
What?
Last year,
and
sorry.
Didn't
last
tell
year.
Us?
No, I was there.
Damn.
I didn't know it was happening. I was like, why is there so much Batman shit around? And they're like, oh, it's Batman Day. And I was like, in Japan?
Yeah,
like,
right.
You guys care?
Yeah, that's funny.
So, like, you know, this guy's probably responsible for a lot of Batman becoming prominent in Japan and in Asian countries. Also, he is the creator of Tovar the Ape Man, which is a very, very old anime from, like, the 60s.
Oh, wow.
And it was kind of like an early superhero anime thing.
Corporal Fly as Samurai Batman?
No, just regular Batman, actually.
Nah, just regular type.
He's more like Batman and Robin Batman from like Adam West, like detective type of thing, dynamicness, kind of over-the-top hokiness.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's cool. But yeah, this guy also made Tovar the Ape-Man. However, he was 85 years old, so that should tell you he had a nice full life. But he has passed away. It's sad to say. That was one piece of news. Other thing I was going to say, Vans and Simpsons now have a partnership. So, I don't know if you guys have been following the show for a while, but if you do, in the past 3 or 4 years, I've become super obsessed with the Vans partnerships, because they seem to keep being partnering with nerdy things that I like.
Yeah, just like these shoes, man.
Yeah.
These AJ Twist shoes.
Yeah.
Custom made.
Custom made. Look at these fucking Spider-Man sandals I'm wearing right now. These are fucking Vans, bro.
Those are Vans, too. Nice.
Yeah, because you can even get fucking Collision 28 shit on it now, you know?
Like, it's coming soon.
Yeah, but, so yeah, they partnered in the past few years with Marvel, Nintendo, what are they called?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. What do you
Nightmare Before Christmas?
What do you call Charlie Brown's group?
Peanuts.
Peanuts, the Peanuts Company. So they've had different things based on it. And now they're doing a Simpsons line. It's pretty cool, it's kinda fun. This one they have here is a very cool depiction of what they do. Like, on one side, you have the old school, the main Simpsons family that you know. And on the other side, you have the original old school first drawn version of the Simpsons.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool they have that on the flip sides of each other.
That's cool.
Yeah, so these guys, Vans always does cool shit with it.
Vans sponsors Unfocus.
I wish they fucking sponsored us. We should talk to them, bro. We'd be rocking their shit, man. Come on. There's also a really cool one with a fucking Mo serving Homer and Barney a fucking beer, and then like the other two guys like drunk on the side on the other side of it.
That's cool.
There's one that's all purple and just looks like a regular pair of shoes with Lisa's face on it with a fucking
logo. Bartman.
I think it's Lisa's fish brand thing. You know when she worked with Mr. Burns to make a fish company. I think it's that logo. I could be wrong.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Oh, you never seen Little Lisa's fish company?
No.
Dude, that episode's hilarious, dude.
Oh, okay.
Disney Plus, man.
Yeah, maybe you should go back and watch some Simpsons. I definitely watched Simpsons growing up, you know, but I don't think I caught every episode.
Yeah, no, I feel it. And there's so many.
Yeah.
Here's the one at the bar.
Oh, yeah. Most cool. Tavern. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's a pretty cool line. I'm pretty excited about it. I want to check it out. I might get something from this, maybe a high top. I don't think I want the family one because it's a little bit too much animation on it.
Yeah,
but I'll find one that I like. I really like this one with Moe's Tavern on it too.
Yeah, looks pretty cool.
But Simpsons X Vans. Yeah, keep your eyes out for it.
Gotta tell Ned and Alice about these.
You're right. They were just watching it before the show too. That's it. That was the end of the news.
All
right, AJ, what you got planned for your Focus Week, man?
So definitely read up on these comics. This Usagi that I got, and also I got freaking Sonic the Hedgehog, and so I got a shitload of fucking comics to go over.
AJ's work is cut out for him.
Yeah, so I'll try to get through some of these, hopefully. You know, I always say that every week and I never do it, but but I already started reading one. I already finished one comic already today, so there's hope. Also I wanna play some Skullgirls. Not for any particular reason. I'm just saying. I want to play some Skullgirls. Get back into playing that. And of course, Soul Calibur. Maybe consider, trying out Setsuka for reals. But
we can play around with her, man. We can learn her moves, because I want to learn what the new shit she has to.
Yeah. And then, the usual Animal Crossing, and I don't know. That's about all I can really think of right now. Oh, and watch that Dark Knight, or what is it? Dark Knight Rises. Yeah, watch the next Batman.
Okay.
Oh, and continue watching Slayers.
Yeah.
I need to continue watching that series.
Can I make a recommendation for you, AJ?
Let me check my books.
Listen, motherfucker.
See if I can pencil you in.
Listen, motherfucker. you should either borrow the DVD from me. Once you're done with this Batman trilogy, either borrow the DVD from me or tune in to Toonami on August 15th. Watch The Dark Knight Returns, the animated.
Do you
movie.
Have it on those discs?
I do.
Yeah, actually, I want. It's a fucking lot of discs.
Just pick one.
But I want to put them all into my server, though.
Yeah, feel free. Take your time. Just get them.
It's all there. I'll get to it. It takes a while because to fucking Dark Knight shit and all that series. Every movie took maybe an hour and a half
what?
To copy into the computer. And,
what?
And then I had to re-encode it to make it a smaller file, and that took like another hour, hour and a half as well.
Jesus. Yeah. So that means each of these will be an hour at least, because they're like an hour and a half movie?
Yeah, so yeah, those can take a few hours one by one. Yeah.
Damn, an hour and a half to render. Damn, that's fucked.
And that's from a Blu-ray. Although the anime stuff, they're all like, you know, not even HD, like 720. They weren't even that close. And they went by a little quicker. Like all of Kitty Grade went by pretty quick. Like one DVD had three episodes, and that like spun out like within 20, 30 minutes. Hmm. And then converted that within 30 minutes as well. So you know, it depends on how big the files are. But yeah, it can take a while. You need to upgrade. MacBook? No. Mac Pro? No. I just need a faster Blu-ray burner, or not burner, a reader, to read it quicker. And then maybe a better processor to, you know, make those files smaller. Okay. I forgot what you call that. I'm losing technical vocabulary here. Anyways, what else you going to do?
For me, I'm going to finish. I might even do this right after this podcast. It's finished Endangered Species. Pretty interesting shit. I'm really interested in like kind of learning about the X-Men shit because I kind of like thinking about where the movies are gonna go, and the options that they have. You know, it's pretty cool. So yeah, I'm gonna continue that. I'm also gonna play some Soul. I want to play around with Setsuka too, just see if I still like her. You know, and you know, obviously,
she likes you,
or if she likes me. Maybe she doesn't. Yeah. You know? I don't think that you already told me there's not new Taki stuff, so I'm not gonna have to worry about that.
Yeah, there's some balances different, and there might have changed some frame shit here and there. A lot of characters,
but move wise, nothing.
But as far as a new, brand new move, no.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I'm not gonna worry about that too much. Also, what was the thing? Oh, you know, I didn't mention for my Unfocus week that I've been watching Doom Patrol season 2 because that's on HBO Max. I've already talked about how good season 1 is, but now I'm turning into Doom Patrol season 2. Like, damn, that shit can be fucking scary sometimes. They brought a character that's definitely weird and whimsical in the comic books, but they fucking made them terrifying in the fucking show. Like, creepy as fuck. Crazy ass makeup. Crazy ass fucking shit. So I recommend that on HBO Max. Doom Patrol is really good. Really good show. So I'll probably continue watching that. And then, I think that's about it. Maybe some more Splatoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now I'm just trying to get up to A ranks and everything. I have A rank in the tower, but nothing else. So
yeah, I'm S in a lot of things. I'm A in, I figured out I was A in something. I was like, what? I'm A in this shit. I think it was Splat Zones. I'm like an A plus. Like fucker.
Bring me into your world, AJ.
I'm A minus my lowest rank, and that's for Clan Blitz. Only because I don't get to play it all the time. Every time I'm playing, it's anything else but Clan Blitz.
I've been B plus in Clan Blitz for a while. I just dropped back down to B today.
Mm.
I don't know why, man.
Man, I was playing Soul, and I fucking dropped fucking back down to E's.
So really? Bad.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, fucking all those sets, because that's why. All those sets,
because
I was playing. Oh, because
they're different. They're different. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, that does make sense. That'll happen.
Anyways. All right. We out here?
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. How do I end the show? Oh, it's this button.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Sometimes I want to say stuff at this part because nothing's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what to say.
Well, you're saying shit now.
I know. There you go. It's done.
Freestyle, bro. Freestyling. It's over.